It is Eric Erickson here, Atlanta's Evening News on WSB. I need everybody's attention. Everybody, this is a big freaking deal. There is a piece of legislation, and you know what? I got to sing Speaker Ralston's praises here. David Ralston has advanced a piece of legislation by State Representative Wes Cantrell. House Bill 60, and it is a program that would allow disabled, special needs kids into better schools. It is essentially the Georgia Republicans finally beginning to embrace a level of school choice they haven't before. The Speaker has got this to the floor. The Speaker of the House is owed thanks for doing that. And joining me to talk about it is one of my friends, longest friends in Georgia politics. Had I been friends longer with him than I was with others, I probably would have been a Tech fan. But my buddy Buzz Brockway joins me to talk about it. How are you?
I'm good, Eric. We're working on you, man. The tech nation would love to have you. So.
Well, now I got a tech father-in-law, so it becomes problematic. So, okay, let's talk about HB 60, this piece of legislation that's going to be on the floor of the House getting a vote that would be a real big deal in giving school choice to kids.
Yeah, absolutely. House Bill 60, as you mentioned, by Wes Cantrell, would create what we're calling personalized education plans. Essentially what it does is it takes the state portion of a child's education funding and puts it into an account that's controlled, that's secure, that's safe, where those parents can use those for a handful of qualified education expenses. It could be homeschooling tuition. It could be private school tuition. It could be tutoring. You mentioned special needs students would be able to take advantage of this. Let's say a special needs student needs some additional tutoring or things like that. The parents could use it for that, and it's parent directed to meet the needs of the child.
So now, one of the concerns from Democrats and some of the Republicans who oppose it is that it would be a massive financial suck from private schools. What's the defense of that?
Well, first of all, people need to know, this money is already budgeted every year for every student. The state of Georgia has what they call the QBE formula, the Quality Basic Education Formula. And until the pandemic hit, we had 3 years in a row where we had fully funded that. I anticipate that Governor Kemp will seek to fully fund it again next year. But that money is already there, so it doesn't cost the taxpayer any additional money. All this is doing is saying that the parent has the ability to direct the state portion of that funds. Now, in education, there's other funds. There's your local property tax is the biggest one. In many counties, like my home county of Gwinnett, we have a special sales tax that goes to education. All of that money stays with the local district. All this is doing is taking the state money and letting the parent direct that.
And just to reiterate here, if the child stops going to that particular school, that money goes away anyway.
Right, yeah. Kids graduate every year. People move from one county to the other. People move into the state of Georgia and out of the state of Georgia. So the money is flowing all the time anyway. All this is doing is letting some of that money flow into an account that parents can direct.
It seems like a no-brainer, and my understanding is there are Republicans in the state House who aren't sure they want to vote for it. I want to talk to you about the politics of it. Buzz, let's talk about the politics of this. You're no longer in the state legislature. You'd been there for a number of years, and it's been the Republicans who seem to have been the chief obstacle for education reform in the state, not the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, we've had huge majorities really going back to 2005 and 2006, and we've just never been able to get over the hump with these bills. And it's the resistance is mostly just, I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but it's mostly our rural Republicans. And it's because, the school systems are very powerful politically. But look, what people need to know, whether you're metro or rural, voters love these programs. This cuts across party. If the GOP wants to grow its support in the state of Georgia, they should back this bill 110%. Every demographic that you can think of supports this bill. And we have polling going back decades. And Eric, this is only intensified during the pandemic for a couple of reasons. First of all, there's a growing frustration, not with teachers, there's a growing frustration with leadership in public schools who have not handled the pandemic as well as they could have. And then, you know, people have been opened up to, exposed to different education models during the pandemic, and they like it. So why not empower parents to do this?
Funny how that works. You experience different education models that you like, or you realize that you really hate Zoom calls and need to get your kids back in school. Well,
absolutely.
All right. Look, I appreciate you stopping by to talk about this. I really do. And I've got my action center open and want to talk to the audience about that. Buzz, it's always good to hear from you as well.
Thanks, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Buzz Brockway. So this legislation.